This Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.
Hello, this is Corey Lynn Feynman. Raleigh Waters' mother has rescued him from the Brawley Hospital, and he returns to Slab City to find that Macy has run away. The police retrieve Randy Parker from the local hot springs, but Raleigh doesn't recognize the body. He rescues Macy from the Ginkona Tribal Jail, and they return to the Alien Artifact Store to confront Dottie the storekeeper about the identity of the man who claimed to be Randy Parker. Dottie panics and runs out of the store, with Macy in pursuit. Raleigh finds Daddy Joe bound and gagged in the back of the store. Welcome to the final episode of Desert City Diva.
I called Kinney. She was relieved to know that Daddy Joe was alive and came down to the Alien Artifact Shop in time to confer with San Diego police before they sent Daddy Joe off with the paramedics. She wanted to take him back to the reservation, but it was SDPD's beat and protocols had to be followed. I hung around in the shop studying the Uvitz paraphernalia and contemplating that painting of the conjoinment. The one with the gold baby and the astral vibrator sending out rainbows. Buddy said Macy was the Sachem, and the Waters must play it. The door to the shop opened. Kinney came back inside.
Daddy Joe didn't say much to the police, I guess. Did he say anything to you?
He could barely get words out when I found him. But I think he said he's out, came back, needs Macy.
He's out, came back, needs Macy. That's it?
He said Teotwaki a couple times afterwards.
I'll go to the hospital. See if I can get more out of him. Once they get him rehydrated, he should be able to talk better. Tell me about your phone call again, and why you came here.
Macy got a text message from Randy Parker's phone, Teotwaki. I called the number from my phone, and the lady who works here answered, Dottie. I recognized her voice. She denied having Randy's phone, but when we got inside the store, we called the number again, and the phone rang in the back. We busted her story, and she took off. Macy went after her.
You haven't heard anything from Macy since?
No, I'm getting worried.
Yeah, I'm worried too. You remember that guy you met before? The bald guy you thought was Randy Parker?
Yeah, I remember.
Take a look at this photo. Is this him?
Yeah, that's him. That's the guy.
I was afraid of that. The man's name is Parnell Gibbons.
Isn't that the guy Daddy Joe arrested? From the Uvitz?
Yeah, Gibbons got out of prison a week ago.
You think that's who Daddy Joe was talking about? He's out?
I called over to the prison to see if Gibbons had any visitors while he was in there. Randy Parker went there several times last month. He brought a woman with him one time. Her name was Dorothy Coasters.
Dottie!
Dorothy Coasters was the woman who testified against Gibbons and put him in jail. She was the spiritual leader of the Uvitz.
That's Dottie. I'm sure of it. You think Gibbons killed Randy?
He's number one on my list, that's for sure. What did Daddy Joe mean, though? Needs Macy. Why would Gibbons need Macy? You think maybe he's her father?
Could be. I hope not.
Yeah, me too. Though it would explain some things.
Take a look at this painting. You see that baby with the gold eyes? Dottie called it the Sachem.
Yeah.
Macy has gold eyes, and Dottie noticed them.
Okay, keep going.
There's a guy in Slab City, the alchemist. He called Macy the Sachem, too. You see the man playing the diddly bow in the painting?
Yeah. Is that the alchemist?
I don't know. But this alchemist guy, his real name is Buddy Meeks. He used to work on my guitars years ago. He built that diddly bow, and now he wants me to play it. The Waters must play it.
Why do you have to play it?
No idea. Macy has the key, and the Waters must play it. That's what he says. This is a painting of the conjoinment, when everyone gathers around the Sachem and the guy plays his diddly bow. Then the aliens show up and take them all back to the Oort Cloud.
We need to find Macy.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can put out an alert, and I'll talk to Daddy Joe at the hospital. What are you going to do?
Me? I'm going home. I need to practice. I grabbed a burrito at the taco shop down the street, took it home, and ate it while I sat on the sofa playing the diddly bow. Macy was still missing. She would have called or texted me by now if she could. What does Parnell Gibbons want with her? I can't think about that. I can't do anything about it. The diddly bow. That's all I've got to go on. Daddy Joe gave it to Macy for a reason. Buddy said it was the key. And he gave me this box to plug it into. a box with a guitar input and 9 LED lights. I can't make it do anything, though. There's something I'm missing, and I'm gonna sit here all night until I figure it out. Hello?
Teotwaiki, the waters must play it.
Buddy, is that you? How do I play it? What do I do?
Follow the numbers.
Wait, I don't understand. Wait, are you there? Hello? Come in, Mom.
I see you made it home. How are you feeling?
Hang on, I need to think for a minute.
All right.
Follow the numbers. That's what he said. What numbers? The keypad. That's it. He was punching the numbers on the keypad. Think. Let me see if I can remember the sequence. It was 9 tones, I'm sure of it. It was... Wait. The letters. Of course. Teotwaiki. T-E-O-T-W-A-Y-K-I.
Dear...
Mom, get my notepad and a pencil. On the table. I need you to write something down. Hurry, please.
I'm ready.
Write these numbers down. 8-3-6-8-9-2-9-5-4. You got them?
I think so. 8-3-6-8-9-2-9-5-4.
Good. Okay, now, I want you to read them back to me one by one. You give me the number, I'll play a note on the diddly bow, then you read the next number. Got it?
Okay. 8. Look! A light went on.
Yes! Next.
3. 2 lights on.
Yes, keep going.
6. 8. 9. 2. 9. 5. 4. You did it! The lights are all green!
I thought the inlays on the neck were just decorative, but they represent numbers. 1 through 9. Teotwaiki is the code for the sequence you play them in.
I'm glad you figured it out, dear. What happens now?
I don't know.
The back of the box just fell off.
There's something inside. It's a postcard of Desert Tower.
Oh, yes, I know that funky old place. I think there's something written on the back of the card. Turn it over. What does it say?
Proceed to the crocodile.
What are you doing?
Sending a message. The waters will play it. I said the number over and over as I drove east. It distracted me from my fatigue and the pain of driving with my bad foot. 836-892-954. If I played them right, the notes worked like the pins in a lock. Teotwaiki, 836-892-954. I don't know what Buddy Meeks needed me to open, but now I knew I could open it. I arrived at Desert Tower and parked in the lot near the rocks. The rocket ship VW van was already there. I turned off the ignition and rolled down the window, watching the cold blue of the dawn creep along the horizon. I figured Buddy would take it from here, and he did.
Teotwaiki! Teotwaiki!
Yeah!
The waters will play it.
Yes. Yes, the waters will play it. I can do it. I know how it works.
Proceed to the crocodile.
Okay. Okay, but you'll have to help me. My foot's still pretty sore. Here, take the diddly bow. The astral vibrator, I mean.
The conjoinment is near.
What is it, the conjoinment? What happens?
The ancients are close. The astral vibrator will call them. They will manifest, collect the gentling's gold, and take them up into the Oort.
We're going to open some kind of vault, is that it?
The waters will play it.
Does anybody else know how all this works, other than you?
Meeks implemented the frequencies.
That's you, isn't it? You're Buddy Meeks.
I am the alchemist.
I remember you, though. Your name was Buddy Meeks.
The Meeks is inside, here in my head, but I am the alchemist.
Okay. I get it. Kind of. Were you with the Uvits, or was that Buddy?
Meeks implemented the frequencies.
Was Buddy there when those people died? What happened to him?
The Meeks was in hiding, under the crocodile, implementing the frequencies.
Was anyone with him? Dorothy Coasters or Parnell Gibbons?
No, only Meeks and the girl.
What was the girl's name?
Betty. The girl's name was Betty.
What happened to Betty?
Betty fell down the hole. She couldn't get out.
Did Betty have a baby? A little girl with gold eyes?
The Sachem.
That's Macy in the painting, isn't it? Is Macy the Sachem?
Yes, the Macy. Here is the crocodile. We must go inside.
What is this? Some kind of cave? It looks kind of dark in there. Okay, you've got a light. I'm coming in. Hang on. It's kind of tight. Slow down a little, will you? Wait. Did you hear that? I thought I heard something. Shine your light over there, to the left.
Welcome, buddy. It's good to see you again.
Negative frequencies! Ah! No!
A bank of work lights flashed on. I shielded my eyes against the glare and saw a woman standing at the switch. Dottie, also known as Dorothy Coasters. Buddy Meeks lay trembling in some kind of convulsion. The tough guy with the zapper loomed over him like a drooling hyena, a bald guy with tattoos. Parnell Gibbons. Gibbons had Macy's stun gun in one hand and a real gun in the other.
Well, we're all back together. The liar, the freak, and the crook. Plus a gimpy private eye who stuck his nose in. The conjoinment, round two.
What have you done with Macy?
Macy works for me now. She's down in the hole doing a little reconnaissance. It's all down there, isn't it, buddy? I had a lot of time to think the last 20 years. I always came back to weird little Buddy with his puzzles and his numbers and his anal compulsive oddities. Randy Parker figured it out, where you hid the gold. Randy explained it to me.
Is that why you killed him?
That was unfortunate. We were supposed to split things three ways. Randy and Dorothy and me. But Randy tried to collect before I got out of jail. He double-crossed me.
I want to see Macy.
Coming up! Oh, hey, Waters. What are you doing here?
Looking for you, among other things.
Shut up. What did you find down there?
Well, it's just like you said. There's a big cavern down there. Hey, isn't that the birdie guy, Waters?
Yeah, that's him. We came here together. Proceed to the crocodile.
Poor guy. This is my fault, Waters. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gone solo.
Well, if confession time is over, let's get to the main event. What did you see down there?
Well, like you said, it opens up once you get through that hole in the rock. It's like a big cave. I really couldn't see much with this little flashlight.
You're lying. Talk straight or I'll give you a taste of this.
You zap me and I won't tell you anything.
No, not you, dear. But you might talk to protect one of your friends. Mr. Waters here, or this pitiful lump of trash on the floor.
Okay. I saw something, but it wasn't gold bars, if that's what you're looking for.
What did you see?
Well, it's weird. There's a baby. A baby doll. It's painted all gold, and it's sitting on top of this big metal box. The box has a bunch of insulated wires running out of it, electrical wires. There's a hole in the front of the box, like one of those holes you plug a guitar into.
A quarter-inch input jack. You need to plug the diddly bow into it.
What?
The Waters must play it.
I can open whatever's down there with the diddly bow. I mean, the astral vibrator. That's what it's for, isn't it, Dottie? I know how to make it work. I can help.
Listen, Parnell. It's the prophecy. Just like the painting. The Sachem is here with us. The conjoinment is near. The ancients will manifest and take up the gentlings.
Can the woo-woo stuff. You made it all up anyway.
Parnell, listen. You might not believe it, but Buddy did. Didn't you, Buddy? He took it to heart. He built the astral vibrator to call the ancients.
I'm the Sachem, aren't I?
Yes.
I told you to shut it.
Have you got a better idea, Parnell? Let me handle this. Buddy, the conjoinment is near. I know it, and you know it too.
The waters must play it.
What should we do?
The waters must play it.
I know the numbers. I know how to play it. What have you got to lose?
No tricks. I'll fry your ass like bacon if this is a trick. Down in the hole. I'll follow you. Huh? Who's there? Hey, turn those lights back on.
Macy, get down. Stay down. Macy! Look out!
Get up!
Where are you? I can't see anything. Macy? You okay?
What happened?
I don't know. I saw something move, like a shadow, just before the lights went out. You still have your flashlight?
I dropped it. I'm looking for it. Oh, wait, got it. Waters, look. Somebody hogtied the guy. Who else is in here?
I don't know. Be careful. Where's the gun?
Get the gun, Dorothy. Find the gun.
Stop right there, Mr. Waters. I don't want to hurt you.
Put the gun down, Dottie. You don't need it.
No!
Dorothy, untie me and give me the damn gun.
No, I don't think so, Parnell.
Untie me now.
It was you. I am blameless.
You are really something, Dorothy. First you kill all those people, then get me sent to jail. You and the chief, you both lied so I'd go to jail.
You killed them, Parnell. I didn't. I didn't hurt anyone. I never wanted to hurt anyone. Stay where you are, Mr. Waters.
They killed themselves. For you, Dorothy, it's your fault. You killed them.
No, it was you. You put the poison in the tea.
You made it easy, you and your stupid rituals. Everyone synchronized like music, taking a drink at the same time. You turned them into zombies.
They were my disciples. They wanted to believe.
They wanted to die. They were cattle. Stupid, dumb cattle. You led them to the slaughterhouse. They wanted to die.
You left me, Parnell. You ran away with the girl.
The girl was my alibi. I saved the Sachem. We could have started again.
Shut up! Shut up, or I'll shoot!
Don't, Dottie. He's not worth it. Put the gun down.
I never wanted to hurt anyone. It was you, Parnell. You did it. Look at me. Look at what you turned me into.
Untie me now.
Untie yourself. I'm leaving. I am blameless in this. I am blameless.
Wow, that chick's really done with you, mister.
What did she mean, Gibbons, about you running away with the girl?
Untie me and I'll explain everything.
I don't think so. Who tied you up anyway?
You'll have to figure that out for yourself.
Waters?
What?
The birdie guy, the alchemist. Where'd he go?
About time someone noticed. Poor little buddy went down in the hole.
Waters, look, there's blood on the floor.
And on the ladder.
Buddy caught a bullet, I'm afraid.
I'm going down after him.
Wait! Someone's coming.
Everybody stay where you are.
Kinney!
Macy, Mr. Waters, this guy on the floor must be Mr. Gibbons.
Yeah, the woman was here too, Dorothy Coasters. She got away.
Don't worry about her. Mrs. Coasters gave up pretty easy. I got her handcuffed outside. How'd you manage to get the drop on this guy and tie him up like that?
I didn't. I wouldn't even know how.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
There was someone else here, I think.
Hold that thought, Mr. Waters. Let's get you all out of here.
Buddy Meeks is here too, the Teotwaiki guy.
Where is he?
He went down that hole. You see all that blood? It's his. He's been shot.
I'll call in the paramedics as soon as we get outside. My radio won't work in here.
I'm going down there, Kinney.
No, you're not.
Waters is coming with me. He's bringing that diddly bow thing.
That's not a good idea, Mace.
Come on, Kinney. The guy could be dying. This could be his last wish. The Waters must play it. There's something down there the guy wants to show us.
You know what's down there, Macy. You know what you'll find. We both know.
Yeah. I guess I do, Kinney. I guess I do.
Kinney escorted Parnell Gibbons out of the cave while Macy and I climbed down the ladder to look for Buddy. The rungs of the ladder were slippery with blood. Macy went first, and I lowered the diddly bow down to her. She lighted the path with her flashlight and led the way down a long, narrow tunnel.
You're not going to believe this, Waters. It's crazy down here. It's changed, though, from the last time I was here.
When was that?
You remember that story I told you about Kenny leaving me in a cave when I was a little kid?
Yeah.
This is the cave.
How long ago was that?
15 years, something like that. I was 7. Oh, look, there's the guy, the alchemist.
Oh, he doesn't look too good. There's blood all over his shirt. Buddy? Buddy, can you hear me?
Here, let me lift his head up. Wow, that's a lot of blood.
Buddy?
The Waters.
Yes, that's right. It's me. Raleigh Waters.
The Waters must play it.
Play what, buddy?
He's pointing over there. That's it, the thing I was telling you about. You see it? The box with the cables coming out of the back and the gold baby on top?
I see it. I'll plug the diddly bow into it. Is that right, buddy? Is this what I'm supposed to do?
The Waters must play it.
Play what?
Teotwaki. That's it, isn't it, buddy? That's the number, isn't it? 836-892954. They're the same.
He's nodding. Yes.
Okay, keep the flashlight on the diddly bow for me. I need to see it to play the right notes. Here goes nothing. 836-892954.
Are you sure you're playing it right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Hold on. Something's happening. There's lights coming on.
Wow! Waters, you did it! Look at this place! It's all gold! Look at the bones! The bones are gold too!
It's a tomb! A gold tomb! Did you make this, buddy? Is this what you wanted us to see?
Oh man, I think he might be dead. Wait, what's that?
The chitling is free.
What did he say?
He said, the gentling is free.
Buddy Meeks was dead by the time the paramedics showed up. We dragged his body back to the ladder so they wouldn't see the gold tomb. The lights had gone out, but we didn't want anybody else poking around down there. It seemed like kind of a personal thing. Kinney met us outside. Her deputies had already taken Dottie and Gibbons to the tribal police station. I figured we were headed there too after Kinney told us to get in her truck, but she didn't drive to the police station. She turned off the highway and onto a dirt road. I'd been on that road before. So had Macy.
Kinney, why are we going to Daddy Joe's place?
I need to check something.
I thought Daddy Joe was in the hospital.
He checked himself out last night, right after I left. He told the nurse there was something he had to do, something that couldn't wait.
You're saying Daddy Joe saved us? That he's the one who cut the lights and tied up that guy?
It's the only thing that makes sense.
How do you know we'd be there?
I'm not sure he did, but he knew somebody would be there, eventually.
What do you mean?
I'm hoping Daddy Joe's ready to come clean. Let's see if he's here. Daddy Joe? It's me, Kenny. I got somebody with me. Daddy Joe, Macy's here with me.
Macy!
Kenny, over here. He's bleeding. Daddy Joe? Daddy Joe!
1053, man down. Need medevac at 101 Valley View Road. Victim has been shot.
Is he dying?
I don't know. Doesn't look like they hit anything vital, but he's lost a lot of blood. Stupid old man. Negative on backup. Medevac only.
Roger that. Medevac on its way.
Chopper's on the way. Here, Mr. Waters, help me lift him into the chair. I'll get one arm, you get the other. That's right, Daddy Joe. You're a stupid old man, chasing after ghosts and aliens when you can't even make peace with the living. We know how you got shot. You might not have much time left, Daddy Joe. This could be your last chance to do right by Macy. Tell us what you were doing in the cave.
Macy?
I'm here, Daddy Joe.
Birdie. When you were lost, led me to you.
What's he talking about?
Bones. Betty.
Those bones in the cave, Daddy Joe? Are you saying those bones were Aunt Betty?
Yes. Betty, she was your mama.
I knew it! I knew it. What happened to her?
Ran away. Fell into the hole.
That's why you got so mad at me when I left Macy down there, wasn't it? Because I left her with Betty's corpse, with a ghost.
Couldn't have anyone find her. Too many questions.
Who was Betty, Daddy Joe? Where did she come from?
Bad man in the car, with the gold. Uvitz man.
Yes, Parnell Gibbons. You arrested him. We all know that.
Kinney, listen. Back in the cave, Gibbons said something about the girl being his alibi. He said he saved her and the Sachem.
I think I understand now. Betty and Macy were in that car too, weren't they, Daddy Joe? They were with him when you arrested the guy.
It brought them home. Betty ran away.
You never found her, though, did you? Not until that day I left Macy down in that cave. When you went down to find her, that's when you found Betty's body? You didn't report it, though, did you? You knew the sheriff would have to investigate. They might find out. You lied on the witness stand. Isn't that right, Daddy Joe?
Bad man.
You told the jury Parnell Gibbons was alone in the car when you arrested him. You lied to make sure he would go to jail. That's the medevac. I'll show them in. Macy, keep him talking. Keep him responding to you.
I don't know what to say to him.
Say anything.
Is that guy my father? Gibbons? Is that why he took me and Aunt Betty away from the Uvitz?
You need to ask Daddy Joe.
Daddy Joe?
Baby?
That guy in the car, the one you arrested? Was he my father?
No.
Do you know who my father was?
Found you in cave. With the bones.
Yeah, I remember. You came and rescued me. I sure was glad to see you. You saved my life, Daddy Joe.
Little Birdie led me to you. In the dark.
Yes, Daddy Joe, I remember. I told you a little birdie stayed with me all night. I was only 7 years old. That little bird was my friend. It made me feel safe.
Macy, what did this bird sound like?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Ask Daddy Joe.
Yeah. Daddy Joe, what did the bird sound like?
Walkie. Walkie.
He's pointing at something.
That's it, Waters. Look. On the wall. It's that word.
Teotwaiki.
Oh, my God. It was him, wasn't it? He was there. He was a little birdie keeping me company.
It was Buddy Meeks.
Yeah. The Birdman was my father.
A week later, Slab City threw a hell of a memorial concert for the man they called the Alchemist. Buddy Meeks. The greatest guitar tech ever. Macy met me backstage after the show and we headed back to the Tioga. Dad gave me permission to borrow it this time.
I got a call from Kinney. The DNA test checked out. I'm Buddy's daughter. They're releasing his body to me.
What are you going to do with it?
I've been doing some figuring. First I pay you. Bob said he could find somebody to buy Buddy's trailer if I wanted to sell. You think the trailer would cover what I owe you?
We'll work something out.
I don't come cheap, Waters, if that's what you mean by working it out.
That's not what I mean.
Yeah, but we're done, right? You're going to dump me here in Slab City?
No, no dumping allowed. Not by me, not by you.
It's so weird. I don't feel connected to any of this. All of a sudden, I have a mother, but she's dead. My mom is a pile of gold bones. My father was into all this alien weirdness, and he died in my arms right next to her. Some family portrait. Shouldn't I be freaking out or something?
We all process stuff differently. It takes time.
You think anyone knows about that place besides us?
The tomb in the cave?
Yeah. Hey, how much do you think that gold is worth? It's not like it's sitting there in gold bars. It's all paint and decoration. You'd have to melt it down or something to get it out.
I expect so. Something like that. You'd need some special equipment.
He must have worked on that room a long time. I mean, all the time, every day.
For the rest of his life, I think, after the Uvitz died.
He really loved my mom, didn't he? To make her bones gold and all.
I think so. I think he loved you too.
I want to go back down there when I get the body.
I'll cremate him and put his ashes down there with Betty with my mom's gold bones in that room he made for her. Then I'll seal the place up. I'll fill the entrance with cement or something so it's like solid rock. I don't want any spelunkers or gold bugs or aliens finding the place. I want them to be in that room together forever. Are you in, Waters?
Me?
I need you to go there with me. To play the astral vibrator thing like you did before. To make the lights come on. I want to see it again. It was kind of magical. Remember how the whole place glowed? I want to do that one more time for Buddy. And Betty. For my parents. Then we'll leave him there together with her and seal the place up. You in?
I'm in.
It's just like that painting. The waters will play it.
And the Sachem has spoken. It's been a year now since the Slab City incident. Parnell Gibbons and Dottie Coasters are in jail, still blaming each other for everything that went wrong with their lives. The way I see it, they both got what they deserved, including each other. Daddy Joe spent some time in the hospital recovering from his gunshot wounds. When he was released, Kenny and Macy picked him up and had a little homecoming party at his place. Just the three of them. But the family reunion didn't last. He died a week later. Macy told me his heart simply could not go on beating because it had given all it had to give. She has a gift for the melodramatic. She is a diva. As for Macy and me, we tried to pretend there was something between us, but I think we both knew it was the craziness of Slab City that brought us together. I wouldn't say either of us dumped the other, we just drifted apart. She went back to her DJing, and I went back to gumshoeing and playing guitar. I see her name every now and then in the local club listings, and I've run into her a couple times at the cantina. It was never going to work out. We're too different. In age and style, and just about everything else. Maybe what you really want to know about is that cave with the golden tomb. It's still there, as far as I know. But I wouldn't go looking for the place if I were you. Don't go looking for gold, or aliens, or any kind of salvation up there. You won't find what you're looking for.
This murder mystery podcast series has been brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.